what is the best way to read the Bhagavad Gita? In my experience, we learn generally in the first few years of our life, we learn much more by hearing than by reading. Reading is important for our purification, for our service to Srila Prabhupada, but we learn a lot by hearing. So if you want to do serious study of a particular book, the best way to do it is to correlate our hearing and reading. That means if you want to study the Bhagavad Gita along with that, hear classes on the Bhagavad Gita. Say if somebody has given systematic classes on the Gita, there are many devotees who have given systematic verse by verse classes on the Gita. And it shouldn't be, usually, it shouldn't be like a one class on one verse. Because what happens, when it becomes one class on a verse, then that class goes in 100 directions. It has to be a study of the Gita. There is elaborate explanation of the verse, but it is not just a class based on that verse. It is a class which explains verse by verse by verse. So often, when we study, when say for example, we have daily Bhagavatam classes in the temple. The Bhagavatam classes, actually speaking, in the Bhagavatam class, we don't really study the Bhagavatam. We use the Bhagavatam class verse as a means for understanding the Krishna conscious philosophy. Or rather, the speaker explains the Krishna conscious philosophy as they are appreciating it, as they are living it, as they are relishing it. That's wonderful. But that's why the daily Bhagavatam class study, Bhagavatam class, is not the same as say a Bhakti Vaibhav study, where we go verse by verse and study the Bhagavatam. But similarly, Bhagavad Gita also, if you really want to understand it deeply, it requires effort, it requires commitment, but making hearing and reading combined, that is the best. That will help us to deepen our understanding.